Welcome, citizens. I'm your host, Allie Grauer, and this is Warda. This audio episode of Warda Curiosities is pulled from the weekly live stream we host on the One Shot Podcast Network's Twitch stream. The One Shot Podcast Network is home to many fantastic podcasts and live stream shenanigans, including the One Shot Podcast, Campaign, Adventure, Backstory, and more. If you haven't already, visit welcometowarda.com to explore on your own. If you enjoy what you've heard so far, please consider leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes. Even if you aren't listening through iTunes, leaving us this review helps boost our visibility on searches for other people looking to listen to a new podcast. It means a lot to us, so take a few moments to do so if you haven't already. And thanks. And now, back to Warda.
And the moment you hear, you say that, there is a from outside, and you see a red flare go over the entire. It basically shoots out over the entire city, and you hear another from far away, like an answer to it. And the flare came from this boat for sure.
Where did it come from on the boat?
Roll me a notice, see if you can pinpoint it.
That's a two.
That's a two. You can tell it's from the front of the boat, at the top deck.
Does Millicent have Kev?
Millicent had, she handed him over, and he's like, and the moment he hands her over, she restrains him. She basically touches him, and you see vines grow out of her arm. And like snake down around him until he's like, and they go down his arms and like handcuff him basically. And he tries to move and they grow thorns when he tries to move. And then they retract. She goes, I wouldn't move if I were you. What was that? And he goes, I don't know. And she like, she elbows him and puts him down. And she goes, what was it? And he goes, Look, I don't know, okay? I'm sure it was something to do with something, but they don't tell me everything. I'm just the face. And she goes, something's up. Something's wrong. We need to land this tub right now.
Can I go up to the front? I want to go up to the... Because how far away am I from the front deck?
You need to go up a deck. You can head down this hallway and go up to the
top. I want to go up to the front deck and I want to see what's going on.
You rush up to the top deck. Anything else you guys are doing right now? Real quick, as this thing has happened?
I think she's like, my daddy's ship! And then, like, has to run up. I think
Alva's just been, as Emma was explaining all this, she's just been staring at him with a look of utter hatred, and she follows you. Mm-hmm.
Tippin is so mad right now, so he's making a rash decision. I am, during that conversation, I was putting on my clothes, putting all that back on. I am sticking...
Grab my jacket.
The whisper bank from Giant Tanzi into her hands. Because
you see, it's a whisper bank. You don't know what it's from, but it's a whisper bank.
It's pretty.
And then he's gonna fly over. He
do
is
you
going to.
Do you have clothes on now, sorry?
I guess probably I like created like a very simple but perfect water dress.
Nice,
simple yet perfect.
Yet perfect.
But everything you do is perfect.
I'm going to grab the majority of my stuff that I know I can carry on me, as well as a few handfuls of the mustache wax, and I'm going to just place it into my hat along with the glowing stone. Because Tippin's so mad at you right now. He's not going to tell you anything he's going to try and do. And I am going to... So I'm going to grab everything I know I can carry on me without really impeding me. So I can't take the entire case of things, and I'll leave the glass key and the bent Lara... Take the mustache wax. I'll keep chain with me.
Okay.
Cool.
You have the stuff with you.
Then I want to fly towards the slide.
To the slide. So you just take off.
Completely. I take off.
So Tippin takes off completely, as you like, and you're gone, And as you fly away, you fly out to the top deck where Evelar has just got up there. Do you go with Evelar?
Yeah, I'm going with
Evelar. All of you get up to the front top deck, and there's Lucius Canis standing with his like his Captain Morgan like leg up on the side of the railing. And you see he's got a strike, and he's obviously fired off that flare.
Yeah.
And he turns around and looks at you guys, holds up something, and goes, and jumps. And as he jumps, nothing happens. But you do see, you do hear him, like, fire his way, like, down. And as that happens, you, nothing happens for a second, and then there's a... like a tremor of some kind, and the ice cracks, like the and the boat begins to crack in different places.
My dad is going to kill me.
And people are beginning to scream, and the ice also begins to melt. Okay, so you guys are on this boat that is beginning to melt and crack. People are beginning to scream and scatter, running for the lifeboats, basically as chaos reigns. What do you guys want
to
do?
Ushering people to the lifeboat.
Okay. There are enough lifeboats for people.
Oh, nice. Unlike the Titanic.
Unlike the Titanic, there are enough lifeboats.
There, would you say there's a Titanic amount of lifeboats?
Look, I will take one of those from you.
Tired.
No, these are mine.
You rush people to the lifeboats. It's taking time to get people together, so that's what you're doing.
Yes.
What are you doing, Alva, while this is happening?
I'm looking out over the city. I want to see if there's anything else that's going on besides this boat breaking and the occasional firework.
Roll me a notice. What are you doing to them? Oh, you're flying.
I'm flying to find Spider Willow for myself.
Okay, you're heading off that. What are you doing, Kalei?
I'm using my water arcanica to stop the ice melting and the ship from collapsing.
All right, roll me.
Daddy gonna be angry. Oh! Ooh. Oh, okay. So that's plus one. I am going to do a reroll.
Okay.
Any better?
That's exactly the same.
So plus one.
Plus one. You stand at the bow of the boat and you use your water magic to... You actually solidify the entire boat.
Okay.
You can feel it pulling itself together, but you feel that there are parts of the boat that are melting and you can't stop it from melting.
Okay.
And as you, like, coalesce it, there's another, and it cracks more. And you feel that those pulses, as you're holding onto the boat, those pulses are every minute or so. And they're coming from someplace on the boat. Roll me a notice.
Okay.
Roll me a notice. Add a plus one because it's a water magic thing.
Okay. That's plus six.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you can't hold it together. It's impossible to do. Mm-hmm. But as you're doing it, you now are able to pinpoint exactly where in this boat it's melting and where that pulse is coming from.
And that is?
So there are, you're feeling it, there are six places, three on either side, on the bottom of the boat. And then there is something in the center, like in the ballroom place where you were all at. That's where those are coming from.
Okay.
Are they invisible? Because this boat is for the most part see through, so like they were like stealthy.
Yeah. Can I see it? Can I go to it?
Yeah. So you head into the as people are running back and forth, you move your way through the crowd and you come to the ballroom, and you see that there's a pile of clothes and you pull the clothes off and there's a mechanica. Drilled into the floor, and it's every minute or so it gives another pulse, and then the entire ballroom cracks a bit more.
Okay.
And that's what you find. So there are boats that are like heading off.
How many people have I been able to send off?
Roll me an athletics.
That is a three.
I'm gonna give a plus two to you, so a five, because Millicent is helping you.
Yeah.
She is directing people where to go. The matter of minutes, she's split it up to there are people that are in charge. She puts those people in charge of this minute of five people. These five people are go to this boat and this boat and this boat. She's directing everything, and you're helping with it as well. So five. I'm going to say that you've got about half the people in.
Okay.
And you're sending out boats when they're full. Okay. She's at the front directing everything.
Cool.
In the most efficient manner you have ever seen.
As expected. She's the pinnacle.
She's the pinnacle of the Guardians. So that's happening, and she's setting up that. Alva, what are you doing?
I was looking out over the city. You said roll a notice. I rolled a two.
A two. So you look over the city, and you see that there was... You saw that one firework. You heard the resounding one. And as you see that, there are more... There are not fireworks, but there are smaller explosions happening in a different section of Ominheim.
If there are riots, I suppose Mr. Ponce got his key. Smish.
And so you're out there as people, and like the boat is cracking underneath you. I'm gonna roll. Okay. Kalaith, with that notice you get the sense that you can't stop the boat from falling apart. There's not enough time to get everyone off this boat before this boat shatters and melts. So you need to decide what you want to do.
Okay, I can't get everybody off the boat.
So far, from what you know, you can't. Okay. There are ways... You can't save the boat, is what's happening here.
Okay, so what I want to do is I want to be heroic, I guess, and save the people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my Water Arcanica to slow down... Is it, like, pulsating? Is it, like, turning? Like, what is this making?
So what it's doing is it, like, raises up and pulses down and sends a pulse out.
Okay.
And there's water melting off this boat.
So I'm going to take all of the water that creates the walls, all of the water that's melting, bring it in together, and try to, like slow down, like, those pulses so that everybody can get off the boat.
Create a buffer.
Yes.
Awesome. Roll me an Arcanica.
That's okay. So plus one, plus five, and then I have Art of Water, so that's plus six.
So it's plus six. So you're able to, you basically have to dismantle the entire top of the boat.
Yeah, and so long, Daddy's boat. I'll have to deal with that at home.
And you're able to dampen the thuds of it enough that it's you don't know if it's enough, but that's happening. But the walls begin to melt around everyone. So Alva, as you're standing out there, the deck begins to melt underneath.
I start sloshing my way towards the lifeboats and Emberlar.
Yeah, so everything, now there's like maybe like 2 or 3 feet of water in the boat itself. Like, so like water is beginning to fill up the boat as she melts it to use it to dampen the thuds of it.
Hang on a second. Tippin?
Where are you at, by the way? Am I near you? I don't think I am.
Tippin. No, not really. I'm coming towards you, but I'm not near you right now.
Tippin, I want you to roll me a academia.
This is going to be great. That is a five.
Five. Tippin, you've never used them before, but there are teleportation passages that only pixies know about.
Okay.
It's one of the ways they are able to get from like here to far in the city. You can send a message anywhere, and people are never, they're like, oh, pixies are fast. Or maybe they pass it on between each other, something like that. But there's actual like gateway that you can teleport from place to place. And you've never really needed them before, but you do know that there are a few close to where you are.
Awesome. I'm going to use them.
Sweet. So you find one. It's at the bottom of an old boot. It's just an old boot on top of a building that's on its side. And you have to go in and take that corner.
Yes.
So you're flying super fast. And the camera's, like, on you as you, like, go back and forth and, like, flying through things. And you, like, howl your stuff. And you have this determined look on your face. And you, like, you see the boot and you fly in the boot and you take that hard turn. And there's this swirling vortex type thing. Very reminiscent to what we saw Joe jump into. And you head through it. And it's basically a long tunnel. So it's not like a portal, like a portal gateway where you step in one.
It's almost like it's folded the map.
Yes.
It's just a wormhole.
It's a wormhole. So there's a wormhole to another place. Where is this one particularly taking you to?
I want to get to
as close to the slide as you can,
because I want to find where the pixies are being hired by Spider-Man.
Cool. Roll me a notice real quick.
That's only a one.
Okay.
I don't have time.
You don't have time. It's fine.
It's better. That is a 4.
4. So as you're going through, and it's incredibly hard to see, and it's very rare, but you can see that there are other pixies passing you. Mm. Like, you see, like, just flashes of light of other people go by. And you're like, a face, Joe, a face. And you saw her face pass you.
What's this? I'm going to Joe.
Okay. So you're able, I want you to roll me. Do you have Arcanica?
Yeah, I do.
Roll me an Arcanica. It's nearly impossible to do, but you do it. You are able to U-turn your way in a wormhole. You pull the Kessel Run in at least 12 parsecs.
That's the power of love. Indeed.
And you pull around and follow Joe and come out where she comes out.
Okay.
And we're going to jump back to that in a second. As we jump to you guys and the boat is melting around everyone, people are going off. The boat is melting from the back forward. And so you've been able to like stabilize and keep it all together. And almost everyone is off the boat at this point. There's like, you guys actually will say that you guys send off the last two boats, but that leaves you guys.
Mm-hmm. Define you guys.
That leaves Kalaith, Alva, Embalar, and Millicent is there as well. So four of you.
Did Captain Swizzle get sent off?
Captain Swizzle's on the last one. He's like,
Swizzle.
Farewell! Captain goes down with his ship. And this is now my ship. And so you have fun.
I'm Captain.
He's just so cute.
Captain Swizzle.
And he's like, he looks back at you with these like big eyes, and he's like, Swizzle, I'll remember you always.
He used W's as R's.
And then like, as like his cuteness starts to fade from me, I realize the dangerous situation.
Yeah, you guys are in a very dangerous situation.
Yes, indeed.
You can't, Kalaith, you're having a hard time holding it all together still.
It's just the three of us, though.
It's the four of you.
Can I see them? Like, is it melted now that we're kind of congregated?
Yeah, you guys congregate, as it melts, you have to congregate to the middle. You are in the middle of the ballroom. You're basically on, on the place. You're in the center of the whole boat, and the mechanica that keeps this place floating is almost melted off of this. So the engine basically is almost melted off. What do you guys want to do?
My Lady Kalaith, can. Sorry, do you have an idea?
I have an idea. Far-fetched idea.
That's Millicent looks at you and goes, "I will take any idea we can have right now."
The art of fire is your energizing.
Not on my ship.
I know. You're energizing atoms. Mm-hmm. You're basically giving atoms energy. If you're going to take energy, you're therefore limiting energy, and you're taking energy.
Get to the point! We're melting!
Basically, if I think I can suck away any energy from the ship, that the atoms are in the ship, basically creating a huge fireball, and then in using that, I will suck energy out of the ship, refreezing the ship.
So you want to take heat from the ship and disperse it.
Create a vacuum on the ship that will freeze.
Roll me an Arcanica. This is a high Arcanica. I'm going to say this is like a 6 or a 7 today.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen, but it is a 2, but why not? Let's do it. I'm going to, that's a 2, but I'm going to, can I get a bonus for Freddy Warden? Can't make it out.
It's okay. I got you.
Okay, so you try to do it, and you're able to like get some like puffs of fire out, but it's not enough. There's just not enough heat to like really, really disperse it all.
Okay. My Lady Kalaith?
Yeah.
Can you make a water slide?
Yeah, I definitely make a water slide. I'd love to make a water slide. Can I use both Arcanica and resources?
I'm going to say only one.
Okay. I'm going to use Arcanica. I'm also going to evoke my Art of Water.
Awesome. So it's a plus one.
Plus one. Okay. That's fine. 3 plus 1. That's 4. 5. 6.
6. 6. Okay. With that 6.
With the last remaining bits of the.
The last. So like just as the last bit of the ship falls off. Like the engine like. Falls into the blackness, down into the city. in this rainstorm that's now in this localized rainstorm. People are down there going, never rains down here. there are children out in the streets, raining.
Wait, where's Kev?
Kev, oh, Kev.
You said it was just us four.
It was just you four. You put Kev in one of the boats.
But with who?
Brella.
Might I suggest, I know maybe we can't go back there, but might I suggest that we get that Gobbin contract off of his leg?
I mean, we still need to find him. Yeah, he's like, I mean, who is Brella, by the way? Like, she's...
Brella is, she's a daughter of House Fleet. Who is the head of, Jardine Fleet is head of the Wardens.
Yeah. Okay.
She's the girl I've been trying to embarrass all night.
Did you guys tell her to take her to her father? Is that one thing you did? I'm just offering it up. You guys can or cannot.
Yeah, that makes sense. He's like the chief of police of the entire city.
Who'd
like
to roll that luck?
Okay. That luck?
Yeah. It's just two of them.
I stepped away, so I mean, we'll see. Because, like, I mean, she was downstairs.
It's you.
You
rolled the luck. You're the last one.
You were the last.
You didn't tell him.
Okay.
Unless you want to give me to re-roll that luck. Okay.
Nice!
Okay, I'm gonna say that you guys didn't. It was a split decision between do we leave him on the boat and then maybe we don't get off with extra weight or what happens? And so you put him in the boat.
A warden?
No.
No, she's just clumsy and big.
Do we know where that lifeboat is? Crap.
I would have told her, and because I know this about her, and I tell her, you keep your hands on his wrists and you don't let go.
Okay.
Break them if you have to. Okay. Because I know she's strong enough to do that without even trying.
Yeah, because why would Millicent Gaynor wouldn't have like let him, like he's a massive criminal and a massive stuff. She wouldn't let him go with some random ne'er-do-well.
No, yeah. Some random, but she talked to Brella and Brella's like, I understand.
Okay.
I don't suppose.
Although you know who was down there before all this happened? Was Millicent's assistant.
Yeah, but she went off to do something else.
She jumped off the boat.
To
like make sure that she got to
do it. Is there any chance, like, I've got like a small notebook and a reservoir pen in my bag. Is it possible I could have jotted down the symbols off of his leg?
Luck.
The art of secrets.
The art of... Indeed.
Fine. Yeah.
Neutral.
It's a neutral. I'm going to say you got half of it.
Okay. Got half of it.
You got half of it down.
It's not awful.
Could be worse.
Can I get the other half? Curiosity breeds too much information.
Roll me luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
We all consolidate.
Right. Very nice. Very nice.
Gary J.
So he tries to leave. Rilla. Man. So yeah, we cut to a scene on the boat where Brella is sitting there. She's not wearing the dress that she wore. She's wearing like a shirt and some pants. And she's holding on to Kev, and Kev tries to escape. He tries to get out, and Brella, she flexes her muscles and breaks his hands.
Good girl.
Is Kev still wrapped in all those thorns?
He tries to like roll away and like roll off the boat, and she reaches out and she breaks these bones right here. So not even like the little bones in his wrist, but it's like she breaks all of those bones. And then she turns and like snaps his leg too for good measure.
Good right, girl.
With her bare hands.
Underestimated
good
her.
Good job, Brella.
Yeah.
Gave her a cut.
And as she goes away, she's like, I gotta move to the country. And then we jump to you guys.
Okay.
So yeah, you create this water slide. Mm-hmm. As everything falls off, you take the last bit of the water and you make this water slide. Mm-hmm. As you're making the slide in front of you as everyone goes
down. Is the water
down.
Slide going to the slide?
I mean, where do you want to point it towards?
I think I just straight down. Just yeah, down. I don't think she doesn't know about the slide.
We will conserve the water that we have to get us straight to the
ground. So you're heading straight down. I want you to roll me a luck.
No, just...
So there's not enough water to get you down to the ground.
Okay.
And you notice this as it gets thinner and thinner and thinner. And you guys are about 30 feet above the roofs before it all runs out. And now you guys, you're like hoop, 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 in free fall. And you all need to get down to the ground in any way you can. And also like... That it's a slide made of water, correct? That's what you're doing? Mm-hmm. So the water runs out, and then as you left it, it like turns to like rain behind you, basically.
Who's the nearest person to me?
I'm gonna say it was you were first.
Okay.
And after you was Millicent, and then it was you, and then Alba. Mm-hmm. No, Millicent would have gone last. So it's you. It's this order right here: Kalaith, Emberlar, Alva, Millicent is at the back.
All right, cool. I'm gonna have Millicent grab you, and then I'm gonna grab Kalaith.
Cool.
So my goal is I'm going to grab Kalaith and then shoot out fire to slow my descent.
Roll an Arcanica.
Yeah.
That is a 3.
A 3. You make it.
Kalaith doesn't hate it either.
No.
I grab her and pull her in.
Oh!
And then...
And you, as you come down to the ground, there's... Kalaith, you notice his...
Oh.
Strong, muscular arms.
You annoyed me all night, but you look so different now.
You mentioned who your best friend is.
And you happen to, like, as, like, the light of the flames underneath. And
yeah, I really do think she finds it quite, like, arousing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, in that moment.
Very good.
Conflict later.
Might as well enjoy the moment.
You and Millicent are falling.
Yeah, I was going to try and do this for as whoever was as close to me as well, if they can sort of benefit from it, but I want to reduce the gravity of the space between me and the ground so that we fall slower.
Okay, nice. So roll me an Arcanica.
Yay. That's a 2.
A 2. I'm going to give you a +1 to her roll. And that's enough. So what happens is, as you guys are falling, she, from the ground, she raises up a tree. And the tree, as the tree is going up, it sprouts all its leaves and then jettisons all the leaves into the air. And you guys fall into those leaves and then fall with the leaves into the ground. And it cushions your fall.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's cool.
And so you, like, get out of the leaves. As you look over and there's the two of you, like...
like Superman style, and I'm like...
where do you guys want to land? On the street? On the roofs?
I mean, we were falling to the roofs, so yeah, I'm roofs. Going to the roofs. Because I'm assuming we were 30 feet from the roofs.
From the roofs, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys land on the roofs. They fell further and are now at street level. Okay.
Can I roll a luck to see how close we are to Sandir's place or to the slide?
Please.
You know what? To the slide.
To the slide? Okay. You're closer to the slide.
Can I roll a luck for Sandir's place?
Sure. Ooh.
I gotta
tiebreak it. Okay.
Not that I'm as interested in Sandir's place now.
Odds it's Sandir, evens it's...
It can't be both.
Can't be both. Odds. You're closer to Sandir's place.
All right, that's fair.
You actually land on the roof of Sandir's place.
Yeah.
Oh, Sandir.
Does he hear the thud on the roof?
Dear me, what's that? I will go out here, the window. He opens the bay windows to look outside.
Oh, are you kagging kidding me? Alba says.
You get out of the leaves and he's there, like, on the balcony, wind-swept hair back there. There's not even supposed to be wind down here, but for some reason there's wind. And
he's windy.
And he, like, looks over, you're on a roof adjacent from it. He's like, why, hello, Emberlar!
Sandir, what luck!
Am I, like, still, like, in his arms?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely. Yeah. He's like, why, hello, Kalaith.
Oh, hi, Sandir.
Did you get dressed?
I did. A very, like, very kind of light.
Simple yet perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Simple but perfect.
So everyone is now clothed.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
But I think I, like, give Sandir the cold shoulder because he did not attend my party, and clearly he was at home this evening.
And he's like, how... was your party? Sorry I could not make it. I had a duel to win, and I was just about to leave. I didn't realize you'd be coming into the city.
Actually, above the city. And I wasn't expecting to see you as well, but we had a bit of a mishap on the boat, and this man here saved me. So we're here
well
now.
Well done, Emberlar.
Damn it.
Well done indeed.
Thank you, my friend. You've missed quite the adventure, my friend.
Oh.
Well, we have ran into human gang leaders, and we've encountered what we thought was the head of the Spider Willow gang. It's been quite the evening.
Well,
I start to imitate Sandir's voice a little bit.
Well,
like, why are you talking?
Can Alva find a fire escape and start climbing up to where they are?
Oh, sure.
So, okay.
Sandir, my friend. And then I grab you and I pull you in, and I catapult a fireway over to his balcony.
Oh.
And then, boom, I'm laying on his balcony next to him. He's like, Sandrine, my friend, would you mind if we're having to go investigate another lead? Could you please keep Mistress Kalaith protected?
It would
be my pleasure. And he, like, takes her hand. And...
Oh, no. Now I'm conflicted. Do I stay or do I go on the adventure?
Do you want to roll a d6 to find out?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, tell me which is which.
Odds are I go on the adventure. Evens are I stay. I go on the adventure. Much as I would like to stay here with Sandir, he wasn't here for me this evening. So I believe I'll be joining you on your adventure to the, what do you call it, a slide?
But don't you have something to pen? Your epic snagging of that terrible Kevin.
This is a quite dangerous venture, Mistress.
I'm quite a dangerous woman, and I'm up to the challenge.
That is very true.
I guess you can say no, but...
Sandir, would you actually care to accompany all of us? We could use your help.
He, like, looks at Kalaith and goes, well, if Kalaith is going, then I should as well. Very well.
Then off to the slide. Wait. And at this moment, I realize that Tippin isn't nearby. Where's Tippin?
He's been gone since the boat started cracking.
And I thought he was with you.
No, I called for him. He wasn't there. He left. He's gone. I don't know where he is either.
And we jump
to a
swirling vortex where Tippin flies out and, like, screeches to a halt. And it is a dark room, but it's a well-furnished room. And you are, like, on the ground, basically, like, underneath a chair. And it's this very nice-looking study, but it's a dark room. And you can hear voices talking. Roll me a stealth.
I'm also using the art of nondescript listening.
Perfect.
So that is a 6.
Six. With that 6, you sneak your way through the room, through underneath tables and chairs, and hiding behind table legs, and back and forth.
Perfect position.
And you see that there is a large armchair with someone sitting in it. You can't tell because the back of the armchair is behind you, but. On the table, in front of the chair, on the desk, is Joe. And Joe is standing there, looking at this person. And she is writing furiously on a piece of paper, and then pointing to it. And you hear a voice go, "Very well, so they have it then." She nods furiously. "That's very unfortunate. I was hoping to keep it for ourselves, but are the riots begun?" She nods furiously as well. "Good, good. Well then, it seems that our plan is beginning apace. Congratulations." And she, like, nods. What do you
want to
do?
I want to see what's on that paper, what she wrote.
Okay. And so you roll me another stealth.
I need to reroll that. I'm not confident enough in
What are you using? Nondescript listening?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Okay. I mean, reroll.
Much better. Yeah. That's a 7. 8. That's an 8, sorry.
If you're able to see what's on the writing, are you able to see who the person is that Joe's speaking to?
Yeah, that is my question. Am I able to angle myself to, like, towards the ceiling, looking down at the writing, also looking down at whoever's in the chair?
I'm going to say you can do one or the other.
I want to look at who's in the chair.
Okay, so you can't see what the writing is.
Joe's, like, probably standing in front
of it. And you see as they finish their conversation, Joe salutes and begins to walk away. And she, like, leaps off the table and lands and starts heading to where that portal was that you came in.
Okay.
And you're able to fly over and look over and see who it is. And the camera goes over looking at you, and then the camera focuses on you looking over, and behind you is this giant, elegantly carved spider willow sigil behind you as you look over. And you see a slightly greening goblin with streaks of white in her black hair. And she's sitting there with spectacles on her nose, and she's writing in a ledger book. And as she's writing in the ledger book, she snaps her fingers. She snaps her fingers, and immediately you feel yourself being pulled down. And you're pulled down right to where Joe was standing. And you notice that it wasn't just you, it was all everything else small in the room was pulled towards that spot. And so you land down, and there's a Amalia, do come back, please. And you see this goblin leans forward in front of you and goes, and what's your name?
To be.
To be continued?
To be determined, but that works as well.
Hmm. Very well. Let's determine who you really are. End of episode.
Oh, God! Oh!
But since it's the only one, I want to open up Giant's Willow.
Okay.
It's going to be like after the credits. Yeah, after like,
this is the after credits scene.
This is the after credits. You guys are inside Sandier's place, and like it's late tonight, so I mean, if you can head over there, you want to head over there like tonight, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But he's like, very well, let us have a light supper, and then we will go about our ways. And so you guys are like drinking salt wine and having a small meal.
I was just like curled up on an armchair.
I'm prepping, like going through, like readying my mind and my body for the battle to come.
And Sandir's just chatting up Kalei.
Like, yeah, but I keep like looking over.
What happened
at,
to Millicent?
Like,
did she just leave?
Millicent, she lands and she's like,
Imbrilar.
I'll be on my about my business. And we will, I have things to do. And she basically bows out.
Millicent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Millicent. Okay. I will go check. She looks at you and launches. I will go check House Ardale and make sure that everything is well there.
Thank you, Pinnacle. Appreciated.
And she takes off after that. But you all are sitting, and he's like, and that's when I beat them all. Three of them at once. In less than 30 seconds. It's quite spectacular, wasn't it, Imola?
It was quite a match, my old friend.
The women in the room give each other a knowing look.
Yeah.
And as the evening, as progresses, you eventually get a moment to go away and
yes,
open it.
Yes. I think you... I like they're really boring me, so I like remember it's there and I'm like, I'll be right back.
Oh, the whisper box?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Roll me a luck.
Because curiosity breeds too much information.
So you open it up, you're immediately washed over by panic. Oh. And this feeling of inadequacy. Oh. And
Clayth has never felt that before.
And you're feeling inadequate and panicked. And you know that someone's gonna come and try to kill you if you don't get this done, and there's nothing you can do about it, so you need to, no one's gonna know. Nobody will know, and you feel yourself plagiarize a work and change things just enough that nobody's gonna know that it was you, that's not yours. That's fine, that's legal. Mm. And the last thing you know is that it's John has published a work of poetry, and it's well received, mm-hmm. And it made him a good hefty amount of dares, you feel that he plagiarized this human poet that he then killed, and then he used all that money and gave it to Spider Willow.
I am all of a sudden more interested in Giant Tunzi, but also I think I'm having like a panic attack in the room from these emotions.
And there's that like screeching violin as you're like sitting.
End of episode. Thanks for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. The players are Alexis Cohen-Penna as Alva Goldfinch, Justin Blankenship as Embrilar Ardeo, Mary Kate Arnold as Kalaith Serene, and Frank Gasparo as Tippin. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Be sure to subscribe to WelcomeToWarda.com for updates. Follow us on Twitter at WelcomeToWarda and send us your thoughts. We can be reached at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, questions about the world, and anything else you might come up with. And if you feel like supporting what we do, you can contribute to patreon.com/whimsyartifice. We'd love to have you join us. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.